Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. I'm your host Matthew, and it's time for another podcast project. I have two more to do after this, but we will keep the train going with these podcast projects. So I've come to a very important decision, a very important life choice. Now, there's lots of choices and questions that come up in a person's life now and again. Where will they live? What will be the name of someone's first or second born child or third born, whatever? What will be the name of their first child? Who will they fall in love with? Who will you go on dates with? What career path will you choose? What political path in life will you take? Which sport will you follow? Therefore, which team will you support? What else is there? Do you want to learn to drive? Do you want to ride a scooter or a bike instead? Yeah, lots and lots of important life choices out there. All very big picture stuff. But arguably more important than all of those, what is someone's favourite video game? And what do you think is the best video game? Now, that answer can be the same thing, but those are two different things as well. So barring all of those other life choices, you know, what will be the name of my firstborn son or daughter? What career path will I choose? I've kind of already chosen that slightly, but never mind. You know, scooter riding choices, car riding choices, political choices, all sorts of things. I've come to an answer on life's two most important questions. What is my favourite video game, and what do I think is the best video game? Now, that choice, sorry, not choice, answer or choice is going to change as you go through your life, because you'll play different games. One game may become your new favourite game, and then one game might be better than one that you've played before. But I've narrowed it down to two contenders, and I've known that these are going to be the two contenders for some time. But then I did recently revisit all five of the Crash Bandicoot games, 1, 2, 3, Team Racing, and 4, just to kind of, you know, see if any other Crash games stood out. But Crash Bandicoot 3 remained, I've just spoiled my own list from before, will remain at the top. Now I've made my choice for these two games, and I'm going to reveal the proper choice to you at the end, because what sort of episode would it be if I didn't leave you hanging while I discuss my choice and everything? So we've got, I don't know if this is the UK date, the 31st of October 1998 on the PlayStation 1, Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped, developed by Naughty Dog and of course published by Sony, and June 19th, 2020's The Last of Us Part 2. Both acclaimed sequels, both are sequels. Of course, Crash is the second sequel here, technically, and Last of Us Part 2 is the first sequel from, obviously, The Last of Us. I love both these games very dearly, very, very dearly, but I do love them in completely different ways, and they are completely different games. Now, in terms of the different ways that I feel about these two games, because they both try to do, let's face it, totally different things, and even though they are from the same developer, because Naughty Dog has won in this situation, whether it's best or favourite or whatever, Naughty Dog for me won a long time ago. They won in, you know, my childhood and in my adult years with the series that they've done. Now, the way I look at these two different games is Crash Bandicoot to me is certainly the more fun series. I don't think I've ever once called either Last of Us 1, Left Behind, or Last of Us Part 2 fun video games, because they're not fun video games. Apart from when you go through your second or third or whatever playthrough and you have the explosive bow and arrow and you can just lay waste, which is very, very fun. That's pretty much the only fun you're going to have in Last of Us Part 2, but whenever I boot that game up or think about that game, it's not in terms of how fun it is, but when I boot up the Crash Bandicoot games, there's certainly more fun to be had. Now, there is something in common in terms of neither of these, unless you play Last of Us 2 on, what's it called? I can't remember what the easy option is called. Light, I think it's called, yeah. Unless you do play it on light, if you play it at sort of moderate or above, it's going to be a challenging game and an intense game. Now, Crash Bandicoot is more of the sort of rage game here, where like you miss a platform, or an enemy burns you, or you hit some spikes or something in your platforming adventures. But there's also, because of the way you play Crash Bandicoot 3, you get rewarded with stuff, of course. You get to collect the crystals. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Collect the gems, do the time trials, try and beat your own times. You got the fun warp room music, which I really love. You've got the celebratory, crash dance whenever he pops out of the portal after a level, assuming that you've done well enough in what you're trying to do. And that is where the fun and the reward and the kind of, that nature of the game comes into it. Whereas Last of Us Part 2 doesn't really have that at all. You can have very satisfying moments in The Last of Us Part 2. I'm going to stop saying part, I usually call it Last of Us 2. Where you pull off a really good headshot, you narrowly escape a stealth situation where you could have been caught, you barge through the door, one of the doors that you hold the button for, and you've got to trigger the in-game cutscene, so to speak. And there could be a bunch of infected behind you, but can you get Ellie through that door before they catch you? And you manage to do it, and that's where Last of Us's satisfying moments are at. But where, of course, Last of Us 2 excels, or at least to me anyway, is the story, the characters, the morality of things, the sort of the good, the bad, the grey area, the anywhere in between the scales. And of course, you've got multiple characters in Last of Us 2, and they're all making lots of choices, and they're all making choices that at points won't make sense to you, but then you get the explanation of certain bits of story or whatever, or you get flashbacks that nicely rather, put a bow on something or connect something together. So you've got that going on with Last of Us, and characters will make choices you don't agree with, but then it's not always about agreeing, it's about understanding with Last of Us. So you've got that going on in there. Whereas with the story and the characters of Crash Bandicoot 3, it's really three main characters: Crash, Coco, Cortex. And it's a case of, can they stop this madman, mad scientist from taking over the world? And as I mentioned before, there not it's not that you okay you don't boot up something like Crash Bandicoot and start debating the politics of the world, but there is politics in there. There is politics in terms of what Crash, not Crash, Cortex is doing and taking over the world and wanting power. There's political themes in there, but then you switch back over to The Last of Us 2, and very heavy political themes in terms of communities and what people will decide to do, how they run things, all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, I know I'm sitting here comparing like Crash 3 and Last of Us 2, which you might consider to be a very weird thing, but I've had to consider all these things when choosing: is one of these games going to be my favorite and best game? Is one of them going to take one or the other, or is the other one going to take both titles? So, and I do really like that I enjoy these games in completely different ways. I mean, you would kind of expect that, I suppose, given that you've got, you've got this bandicoot, who doesn't always quite know what's going on, but it's fun and it's funny and it slaps sticker points. But that's the kind of charm that Crash Bandicoot brings to the table. It's actually funny in some parts of Crash Bandicoot 4, not to bring other Crash games into this, but because he's like one of the only characters that doesn't talk, and he's trying to like work everything out through facial expressions and things like that. It happens in the other games as well, and it also happens in Crash 3. But it's very interesting to see kind of when people are trying to fight back against Cortex or whatever, because you've got Coco who can still talk and all that sort of thing. So yeah, very, very good stuff. You then, of course, got level stuff as well, where it's a case of, again, both games designed completely differently. You've got this sort of path that you go on in Last of Us 2, and well, I can't. There's not much I can talk about with 2 without spoiling it, to be perfectly honest, which I'm not going to do. And then 3, you've got the time travel kind of aspects. You're kind of trying to go around the world and collect these crystals, collect these gems, so that you can, save the day. You can beat Cortex once again, and again in Crash 3, you've got the very you've got the very well designed thing of, again, the warp room with the fantastic warp room music, and then you stand on each of the things, you get a little preview, a little sneak peek as to what you might be about to get into. Another, as I said on the other podcast, you've got some really, really great level variety, the different kind of vehicles and stuff you can use. Coco gets more of her own levels as well, which again spices things up. So, yeah, you could argue there's more level variety, I guess, in Crash 3 as opposed to Last of Us 2, but again, both games designed completely differently. So, again, I'm just kind of comparing all the interesting aspects of both of them. So, what else have you got? Music as well. Again, Crash definitely the more, well, in terms of, yeah, in terms of music, definitely the more fun one in terms of, again, that brilliant warp room music. You got the upbeat sort of main theme of the actual series, and then you kind of got the different themes in between the levels. Whereas, yeah, you switch over to Last of Us Part 2, and there's some very, very, again, they're not songs that are designed to kind of, let's say, deliberately depress you. They're kind of, at least I when I listen to some of those songs, because I do have some of them on my phone, it makes you kind of, they're songs that kind of make you think deeply, not just about kind of the world, but the world of The Last of Us as well. And I really do quite like that and the sort of differences there, because I enjoy listening to both songs from both games. And sometimes I can honestly just put them on shuffle and then just kind of go back and forth between one thing and the other. So yeah, music's great across both games, both fit both games pretty much perfectly. But again, a very, very different kind of yeah, different tone between the two of them. I'm wondering if anybody's ever made a piece of content comparing Crash 3 and The Last of Us 2, but here we are. So again, the reason I'm kind of doing this is like, okay, which one's the favorite, which one's the best, and kind of breaking down those kinds of things. In terms of, if we go back to story, yeah, again, completely different kind of approach, but I almost said something, but I almost gave away one of my answers. I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to actually do this before concluding and kind of giving you my answer here. So, yeah, because I didn't know how long this podcast was gonna be. I think it's a good time for a break for me to think about some other stuff, so I'll be back in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or
film review, so it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, back with the second half of the podcast. I don't know how long I can continue comparing these two games necessarily. I've already told you that, okay, when it comes to Crash 3, that's the more fun, rewarding game in terms of, you know, the purpose that's there, but then you do get the reward of, again, jumping out of the portals, and kind of, after you collect stuff, you get the Crash Dance, and it's certainly more of the two of them, the game that will make you feel good. Apart from, again, when you are, what's it called, you know, falling off of platforms or dying in silly ways or whatever. I mean, there's times where I've literally, you know, jumped on the nitro kart crates for some reason and then spun TNT crates for some reason because, you know, in the heat of the moment, you kind of make the mistake. So something I can compare, actually, something I can jump to, is with the two most recent podcast projects, which was obviously revisiting 1 and 2 and Season 1 for Last of Us, and then playing all 5 Crash Bandicoot games. It was interesting coming away from playing so much Last of Us, because I also did the PS3 version, and, like, that's the intense experience, right? Again, you ideally want to play both games stealthily. You can go, you know, gung-ho, guns blazing, but clearly by design, whether it is part one or part two, you are supposed to, like, you know, use the bottles, distractions, use the bricks and stuns, and, you know, sneak up behind enemies and not get caught. So there's definitely the more intense nature there, and you can, the frustration can certainly creep in when it's like, you know, you made a stupid mistake, or a clicker turned around at last minute spotted you. So there is the more, there is the frustrating aspect there, but that's definitely the more intense one. Whereas with Crash 3, it's sort of, it's more frustration than intense, because you're not doing the sneaky stuff in Crash 3, unless it's, actually that's from Crash 1. I was going to say walking along the tightrope, but that's in Crash 1, isn't it? On the bridge level. Because you almost have actually a completely different pacing to both games, because Crash 3 at times is like, okay, go, go, go. Especially with kind of like the bike racing levels, for example, where it's sort of like, right, you just got to barrel your way through it, kind of. Maybe don't get the boxes on the first turn or whatever, and you just got to kind of, you know, bash your way through and make sure you get there first. Whereas with, again, Last of Us 2, it's more the kind of stealth stuff, but then if you do eventually get caught, it does lead to the other scenario I was mentioning, which is, okay, sometimes in Last of Us, when things happen, you've got to kind of run, and then sometimes it's not about trying to take every enemy out, because you don't have to kill all the enemies in either game, I suppose. But it's, then it becomes a case of, okay, can you make it to the door and press, you know, bash the door or hold triangle or whatever before the things get you, whether it's the people or the infected. So they both do have the intenseness, but there's the more frustration part with Crash 3, because and you do some platforming in Last of Us 2, because you're jumping around and you're climbing, and you can miss jumps and die. Like, that's happened to me more than a few times. There's a few stupid times when I've done it as well, but not the kind of same as, like, okay, there's a blade swinging left to right, can I time my jump to also avoid the fire, and then maybe do a slide and a jump, and then you over jump where you do a slide jump, double jump, and a tornado spin or something. So yeah, I'm trying to think which one is more satisfying to play, because I know with Crash 3 I've just said, okay, when you get all the collectibles and bits and pieces like that, and you know you pop out of the portal, you've collected everything you need to, or you've got the gold time relic, and you get the satisfaction from that. Okay, I suppose with Last of Us that's more kind of like, phew, kind of thing, I made it through the stealth section. And it's more, it's not necessarily a fist pump kind of, yes, I did it in the same sort of way. Whereas it's more kind of, the quiet sort of, you breathe to yourself kind of, oh, I've got through, I've made it. It's the sort of, you know, sigh of relief almost. And you can do that with Crash if it's a sigh of relief of sort of you've got past a difficult bit maybe, or you've escaped a particular enemy or something. Or if you're doing maybe a time trial and you're like, okay, you want to find some shortcuts, maybe you want to slide and you want to tornado jump across something really long. And you lack the satisfying feeling of like, okay, you've landed now, you've got to do your next bit. There is a sort of, I guess, sigh of relief there, but it's not the same as Last of Us, where it's sort of, oh, thank God I made it through that next part and I saved some ammo. So, yeah, some interesting differences there, I suppose, as well. What else do I want to talk about? I think that's pretty much it. Am I ready to reveal my two results to you all? We're coming up to the 20-minute mark, and I feel like I've done all the necessary comparison I can really do between Crash 3 and Last of Us 2. So, which one should I go for first? Which one should I tell you first? Again, all very important choices. What is your favorite video game? What game do you think is the best game? And are those the same one? So, okay, let's do this in the order that's kind of in front of me. So, out of the two of them, because remember, there's only two contenders here, out of all the games I've ever played, and look, there's a lot of other games I love, there's a lot of other games I think are in, you know, top five, top tens, but for number one favourite, for number one best, for favourite, I'm going to go with Crash Bandicoot 3. So, I am declaring, if that's not too serious, the Crash Bandicoot 3 is my favourite video game of all time, if we're going to be dramatic about it. Although I can't say all time because, well, that time has not come to an end, I suppose. I can't explain that bit yet because I might spoil what the best choice is. And the best game I've ever played, and remember, that's a different thing to favourite, but it could also be Crash Bandicoot 3. But is Crash Bandicoot 3 the best video game I've ever played? This is where I am going to go with Last of Us Part 2 as the best video game I've ever played. So, Crash Bandicoot 3 is my favourite game of all time, and The Last of Us Part 2 is the best game I've ever played. It kind of comes down to a simple difference to me. Now you might go, okay, oh my god, Matt, does that mean that you like Crash Bandicoot 3 more than Last of Us Part 2? You could say technically yes, if you wanted to. But again, I love both these games dearly, and me preferring one over the other for one other different reason is not me putting one of these games down. But yeah, Last of Us 2 is a better game. And that's not because, you know, one's from 1998 and one's from 2020. It's got nothing to do with that, really. And you could say, you know, the technology of the two games is very different and all those kind of things. I mean, because they're both completely different games anyway, which is interesting considering, again, they both come from Naughty Dog, but Naughty Dog from two different time periods. I think for when it comes down to favourite, because best is the clearer thing to me. I can very definitively say that Last of Us Part 2 is the better game and the best game I've played. Whereas with favourite, if you then say, like, hey, Matt, thought you loved Last of Us Part 2, would that mean it's then shockingly number 2 on your favourites list? Again, technically, yes. But when you think of what favourite kind of means, and the real sticking part to me, or the kind of part that solidifies that, again, I'm wildly overthinking this and whatever, but this is part of the fun, isn't it? That's the whole point of the whole thing, is to stupidly overthink these two questions. Because that's, you know, if I'm not going to be fun and be over the top with it, what's the point in trying to do it? I have more fun when I play Crash Bandicoot 3, even though, again, you can die from frustrating ways, you can get frustrated with it. It is certainly the more fun game of the two, and I then like it more than part two. And there is, yes, there is also, because some people kind of say in this day and age, like, oh, some people are blinded by nostalgia and they think old things are better than what they are. Yes, there is a nostalgic element for me with Crash Bandicoot 3. I mean, well, I don't have any nostalgia for Last of Us Part 2 because, first of all, it's only 5 years old. And it's also very current still. I mean, we're about to get the second season, or season two adaption of part two. So it's much, much, much more recent, isn't it? So there is no real kind of, because that's not really how nostalgia works, is it? So, because I don't, nostalgia is also involving missing something. And I don't miss The Last of Us 2, because I literally played it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm thinking about it very regularly recently, and the second season's coming up, whereas with something like Crash Bandicoot 3, in terms of missing it and having the nostalgia for it, even though I, again, did just play that week ago or so, or whatever that was, whenever that was, point is, I played them both quite recently for these podcast projects, but certainly say I have fonder memories of Crash Bandicoot 3 than I do of Last of Us 2, because again, the fonder memories come in terms of experiencing it as a kid, then seeing these games just pop up here and there throughout my life, and then properly playing them in 2017, was it? When the Insane Trilogy came out, and kind of that was my first time properly playing it as an adult, and you know, the love was still there, and all that sort of thing. So yeah, again, it's kind of close for the favourite thing, and it would feel weird in a conversation, like, if someone says, okay, what's your favourite game, and I say Crash Bandicoot 3, and someone else is in that room, let's say, and they say, hey, I thought you know, really loved Last of Us 2, I do, but only one can be number one on a certain list, can't it, I suppose. So, on the other hand, still, again, in terms of best, again, Crash Bandicoot 3 is if you're talking quality for what best means, Crash Bandicoot 3 is still an excellent game, and I don't want to get too far into that because I'll spoil my other list even more. That was the other problem I realised I had, is that, okay, I'm about to do a rankings of the five Crash games, and it includes Crash 3, which is going to be included in another podcast, which is going to be released right next to it, which is what is my favourite and what is the best game. So there's going to be some, you know, spoilers crossing over there in terms of my choices and things. So, but there we go. It's interesting to kind of do this, because before I did this, I kind of thought, okay, I've already settled that 2 is the better and best game, but I wasn't completely sure what my answer was going to be for favourite, but yeah, so it does feel weird to sit here and say on my favourite list, Last of Us 2 is second, because most of you all know how dearly I love that game, so to put it second on a list of, like, good or best things is a weird thing to do. But yeah, so there we go. Yeah, just feel very weird to do that considering, like, how much I talk about it and stuff, but I mean, if Crash 3 was a deeper game, let's say, and also had a TV adaptation coming up, and if it had more to dig into, because obviously there's loads and loads and loads of, like, themes and dialogue and scenes and characters and story bits and pieces that you can dig in with Last of Us 2, and you can't really do that in the same way because with Crash 3, because there's just not as much there. So yeah, and also Activision, if Crash Bandicoot had been, you know, more active in the last 5 years in terms of the IP, because we have no idea what Activision's doing next with Crash Bandicoot. They just, you know, last year or whatever, shut down Crash Team Rumble, which sort of fell on its face. So yeah. Anyway, I think that about does it. That about wraps it up. I think I've done enough. Well, see, I've done enough rabbiting. That's the whole point, isn't it? So anyway, are you surprised by my two choices here? What do you think of them? And all that kind of thing. Did you think I was going to pick the opposite? Did you think I was going to say favourite and best for one but not the other? And are there any other games you're surprised I didn't consider for number one for either of these choices? Yeah, so, but yeah, it came down to these two, definitely. So, for me. But then again, the winner at the end of the day is Naughty Dog. So, congratulations to Naughty Dog for ultimately winning the contest here and winning my heart or whatever. So, yeah. All right, if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, and also, yeah, what is your favorite? It doesn't have to be this, it doesn't even have to be the same two games. It doesn't have to be two contenders. It can be whatever, I suppose. Actually, it has to be. No, it can just be one contender, can't it? Because it could be one game for the same two things. So, yeah, let me know what you thought of my choice here. And let me know what your favourite and best game is. Is that the same game? Is it two different games? Or however you choose to see that. And if it's not involving Last of Us 2 or Crash 3, where does it kind of fit for you? Where do those two specific games fit for you on either of your lists? You can let me know, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. I forgot my whole thing. Yeah, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk UK, or Entertainment Talk, and his information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcasts. So take a look at what we do over there. A whole bunch of stuff this week. I can't believe I made so much stuff this week already. There is two film reviews, which is Companion and We Live in Time. There is my rankings for the Crash games. There is this podcast, which you're already at the end of, unless you skipped to the end for some reason. Says that. What was the other thing that I did? Oh yeah, the United cast, which was a few hours ago. Yellow Jackets tomorrow for Friday. What did I do on? I did something on Monday or something, didn't I? Oh yes, review for Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man season one as well, and a whole bunch of other podcasts. So go to entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms. Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, main night podcasts, and there's also the categories list in the drop-down menu on the website. Your little handy guide for, excuse me, browsing Entertainment Talk's content. If you want to support what we do here, of course, word of mouth, social media, and listening to more stuff. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast, a few options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and Geek Town to Credit UK. It is not too late to listen to this week's Geek Town Radio, so you can go from here to there if you'd like. And get your latest TV and film news over there at Geek Town to Credit UK and Geek Town Radio. Also on podcast platforms. You can find us on Twitch at eTalk UK, but more regular on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. All right, on to the next podcast project. This is going to be not as big as The Last of Us 1 and 2 in Season 1 revisiting comparing thing. Not as big as that, but there will be a lot more games involved with this one. There is going to be, I've got to just think to myself, I don't want to tell you what the game's going to be, but all right, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Is it really 15? See, I'm trying to think of the titles of the games in my head because I don't want to spoil what that podcast is about. But it's going to be, I guess, quite a big podcast involving a lot of games. That's all I want to kind of tell you. Let me just recount that a second. So 1, 2, 3, yeah, it's those three. Then 4, 5, then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It is 15 games, yes. But have I played any of those games yet as part of this podcast project? In recently, or do I have to play all those from now? Like, are you gonna guess that that starts from tomorrow, or have I already started? You'll have to wait and see. I don't know how effective I was gonna say. I don't know how effective my teasing is, but that could be taken in the wrong way. I don't know how effective my podcast teasing is for names and projects and things like that. But I like doing it, so it's fun. So, yeah, look out for that in like 6 months. No, I'm joking. Look out for that in. It probably will take me some time, so I'm not gonna say next couple of weeks. That could take 6 weeks or so. I don't know. Yes, we will see. And I'm gonna have to track certain stuff and all that. So there's that one. That's gonna be another that's going to be a games podcast project. And then there's one out of all these things I've done. I don't really know what got me started on all this, by the way, but it's been fun to do. So, and then there is one more podcast project I've got in mind. It is going to be a much shorter thing, and probably the quickest of all the podcast projects. So, look out for that. That will be in, yeah, probably a couple of months. Because if this next one's going to take me about 6 months, then... 6 months. 6 weeks. If it takes me 6 months to play the rest of these games, then that could be a problem. So the next one in about 6 weeks. Could be four, could be five, could be three. I don't know. It depends on time and whatever else. And then the next one should honestly take me a maximum of 2 weeks to do. So yeah. Anyway, join me for those next time and all the other podcasts and stuff that we do. Again, if you want to support what we do, listen to more stuff and share the podcast around. So there we go. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this nonsensical over-the-top breakdown of my favorite and best games, or best out of these two, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.